970-823-9202.
Welcome to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. My name is Mike Stewart. I'm your host, and I'm here today with pest expert Fred Talley. And more importantly, what I want you to know about is if you live in Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Big Canoe, anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains and the neighboring neighborhoods, the pest people to get are Faith Pest Control, and that's my expert Fred Talley, who today is going to talk about for 2022 what we need to do to prepare to get rid and have nice backyards mosquito free. You know, there's nothing more interruptive to your summer activities than swatting mosquitoes biting you. So, Fred, tell me what you got planned for this year that hopefully will help us have a better summer.
All right, Mike. Now, first off, the mosquitoes, you know, are not unique to Georgia. They do occur throughout the world in almost every known aquatic habitat other than swift currents, rivers, and open bodies of water. So, you know, any creek, little creek that might run through your property, your garden, spots in your yard that hold water, a wheelbarrow that's sitting upright that when it rains, it holds water, a bucket sitting around, they can all lead to mosquito activity. Wherever they occur, at best, they're just an annoyance. But at worst, they're vectors for disease. They carry some deadly diseases. There's over, throughout the world, there's like over 3,000 species of mosquitoes, but in the state of Georgia, there's like 60 species that are known to be here, and they can be found in really very diverse habitats throughout the state. Now, aside from just being an annoyance, mosquitoes can inflict on humans disease, and the threat of disease with mosquitoes is always present because of their ability to transmit the pathogens. Now, malaria, dengue, yellow fever, encephalitis, that's just a few of the major diseases of a long list of diseases which mosquitoes are able to transmit. There are several forms of encephalitis which represent probably the greatest threat in the United States. Malaria, dengue are generally diseases that get occasionally imported by travelers. And yellow fever is really, at this point, pretty rare just because of the availability of a highly effective vaccine for it. In humans, excuse me, mosquito-borne viruses can have several effects, if you will. Some, you know, you may be bitten by an infected mosquito, but not get infected yourself at all. They may cause an infection with no apparent symptoms, so you may be a carrier, or they may cause an infection with symptoms. They can cause fever, inflammation of the brain and spinal cord is an encephalitis. Hemorrhagic fever or fever with muscle and joint pain like fibromyalgia. The death rate tends to be pretty low for those viruses that cause like the fibromyalgia, but the rate of illness can be high. The symptomatics can be high. For the viruses that cause like the encephalitis or the hemorrhagic fevers, the rates of illness and death actually range from low to high, depending more on the age of the person infected and their status of immunity, you know, how I guess rigid their defense system is in their body. Long-term chronic infection with some mosquito-borne viruses is not real typical in humans, but the consequences from the infection actually can be very long lasting. I think another subject, I guess, with mosquitoes that is probably is as important to people in Georgia as anything is the dog heartworm. It is a serious disease for all breeds of dogs in temperate and tropical climates. And here in Georgia, we have a humid subtropical climate. So we are right in the midst of it all. Infection rates in some states have been reported to be as high as 80% in dogs over 2.5 years old and almost 100% in dogs over 5 years old that have not been vaccinated. Now, my vet told me, she gave me the number here in North Georgia of 60%. I would tend to think that it was probably higher, but she's a professional in that area, not me. In the areas where dog heartworm are prevalent, dog owners, you know, need to seriously consider providing mosquito-proof sleeping areas for their animals. It's estimated that approximately this shocked me, 1.2 billion, billion with a B, $1.2 billion is spent on heartworm prevention throughout the United States annually. And in the state of Georgia, 60 million with an M, $60 million spent on heartworm prevention in Georgia. Once infected, so I mean, this kind of goes along with the idea that it's cheaper to prevent it than it is to correct it once it happens. Once infected, if they can treat the dog, it is estimated the estimated cost is approximately $1,000. That number came from my veterinarian actually recently. So here at Faith Pest Control, we do offer a free consultation. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your mosquito problem, and at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we will come back out and retreat your home, actually the exterior of your home, for free. And we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line is, you'll be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't pay us a penny, period. If you feel like this makes sense, or what I've said makes sense, call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you may have.
Well, Fred, thank you. As always, great information. You know, this is being recorded in January of 2022, but you may be listening to this in the spring or in the summer. And if mosquitoes are ruining your time, give Fred a call. And what we do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, and surrounding areas in North Georgia. You can tune us in on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Google, and online at Faith Pest Control. We want you to listen to it. We do it to educate you on how to have a pest-free home. We invite you to like us, share us, and more importantly, when you have a pest problem, call all the folks. Call Fred at Faith Pest Control. Until next time, Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202. And be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.